Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody? Happy Metal Monday! You are tuned into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. So let's go! Let's kick this week right in the face. That's my goal. And today, on the show, I'm super excited. Got to talk to this amazing band from across the pond that go by the name White Tiger. Please check out their website, whitetiger.net. Go out and support these guys on all social media platforms. Dig their music. Grab some merch. And check it out, man. As you guys are about to find out, like I did, these guys are super cool, great personalities, super talented musicians. I had a blast hanging out with them. Stick around towards the end of the show. I play a song called Permanent Vacation. It's off of their brand new album, This Is The Life. I will go ahead and give you guys a heads up. The device they were recording on died. We were wrapping up the interview anyway, so it didn't make a difference. But yeah, please get out there, support these guys. Check them out. They are awesome. I enjoyed hanging out with them. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview. Let's cut right to it.
Today, I'm excited to be joined by the cats, no pun intended, from the amazing band from across the pond that go by the name White Tiger.
Fuck yeah.
What's up, dude? Yeah. How's it going?
What an intro, man. Fuck yeah.
How you guys doing over there?
Yo, you're making me nervous now.
No, man. All good.
We're all cool, man. Yeah, winter is coming. It's getting slightly colder over here now.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, man, don't be bragging about your weather. I live in Charleston, South Carolina. It is still 90 degrees here and hot as shit. No! So.
Yeah, man, but we want the fucking hot weather, man.
No, it's nothing but fucking miserable fucking rain over here.
Yeah, right? Man. You got it good, bro.
I've only been over there one time, and it did seem like it rained the whole time I was there, so.
That's all it is, man.
You know what it does.
You ain't missing shit, bro, over here. You ain't missing, apart from sick music.
Hey, so what part of the country are you guys from over there?
Have you ever heard of Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
Birmingham?
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, nice.
We're from the home of heavy metal.
We're 10 minutes down the road from Birmingham, where Black Sabbath performed. Have you ever heard of Diamond Head?
Yes, I have. Yes, sir.
Stourbridge. So it's the Stourbridge, man.
It's about 15 minutes away.
In fact, I used to live in Stourbridge, man, where Diamond Head performed, man.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. So no wonder you guys sound incredible. It seems like you just grown up with the incredible sound right from your veins, right?
It's always been there from day one, bro. The roots is where we live, man. It's like literally it's our hometown pretty much.
It's very difficult to not get into it.
I got you. So for people that are not familiar with your incredible band, why don't you tell us who you are, what instrument you guys play, and start there.
I know what you're gonna do here because you've done this on a couple of occasions. I'm fucking prepared for it now.
Okay, so Does he play the accordion?
Is that where we're going?
You'll see and hear this. He does this every time, every interview. Go for it. Yo, man,
I'm Nick Tar guitar owner, and I play lead guitar. I'm the singer and I'm the drummer as well.
Okay, nice. All right.
I'm Jack and I'm the drummer in the band.
Perfect, man. Perfect.
I'm the guitarist in the band.
He's lead guitar as well.
This is the lead guitarist over here?
We've got two lead guitar players, yeah.
Okay, wow, man. Those solos are phenomenal.
We've got two drummers as well.
And on the bass.
Okay.
No, we haven't really. He's the wind-up merchant.
He's the drummer.
One drummer, two guitars, and one bass player. We're one short of a bass player because he's, like I was saying about the bad weather, he's under the weather at the minute. So it's just the three of us.
Oh, no. Bummer, man. We wish him well over here. Well, like I've been sharing you guys' album with a bunch of friends of mine. So the album, This Is The Life, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so
yeah, is this, is this your guys' first album?
Can I do the, let me take over the interview, bro. Let me ask you some questions. Is that cool?
Sure, man. Shoot.
Fuck yeah, man. So give me, honestly, give me a rating out of 10. What do you honestly rate the album?
I rank it 10 out of 10, and I'm not just talking shit. I've been listening to it for weeks. I've been listening to it for weeks straight. There's not a single skip on the album. Every song is great, start to finish, man. Good time.
Isn't that true? And what's your favorite song, bro? I know, see, I feel the same way. We feel the same way. The thing we're so proud about the album is, as no pun intended, with it's all killer, no filler. We're not promoting Sum 41, obviously, bro. You know what I'm saying? But it is all killing over for that, and we're so proud of that, man. I totally agree. There's not one skip on the whole album, and we feel really strong about that, man. So what is your favorite track?
Yeah, so the ending song, the last song is No Fucks Given, correct?
Correct, yeah.
That the riff in that song is killer, and I love that one. Is Permanent Vacation the lead single?
Permanent Vacation is the opening track on the album.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That's a really good song too. That's a great song to open with, man. So those two are probably my favorite of the album. But the whole album, like I said, is great.
That's
cool to hear, man.
Yeah, man. Honestly, bro, like we feel very really strong about exactly what you said. It is to us. It's there's nothing you can skip. And to me, man, it's very rare. You can listen to an album and not go, oh, I want to skip this bit. Like, you know, oh no!
It's okay. It's okay.
He's running low.
You're good, running low on juice.
It's all good, man.
How much back are you on?
10%, but it'll be cool.
Do you want to switch phones?
I don't think we can. We're live.
Oh, shit! Got a charger.
Down in my car.
It'll be fine, guys. I think we can power through. We can get through it. If we need to do a part two, we will.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, dude, man. Because we don't want to let you down, man. You know, we love doing shit like this, man. We feel like fucking. We would like to meet people, especially like you people like you, with like who know this shit, man, and we want people's opinions that we can respect, because there's a lot of people who turn around and say, oh yeah, this and that, like, you know, they don't really know that much about music. So we value people like you, man, professionals.
It's cool to expand it, you know, to different countries, you know.
Yeah.
It's really cool to hear other countries, you know, listening to it and, you know, saying some cool comments about it. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So I really dig the sound of the band. You guys have that good era of kind of like a late 80s, early 90s kind of sound. Who are some of the influences? Who do you guys model your sound after?
Oh, man. It's, dude, you know what, man? You'd be quite surprised. We go from Skid Row, Whitesnake, Metallica, Megadeth, fuck me, even to really modern bands as well. Like, I love bands on Periphery. I love a lot of the gent stuff as well.
Okay.
So I love a lot of death. But dude, man, our range of influences is you wouldn't believe. And if you notice, especially if you play guitar, you listen to, there's a lot of chords we use, a lot of weird chords in some of the songs, which we think that weren't used in the 80s. They used more in a lot more kind of modern kind of stuff, like, you know. So we basically just try and take...
We mix everything up into one,
and
really.
Just put it into one big lump of shit, man.
We got a pretty good review from Powerplay a couple of weeks ago. They were saying we were... they thought we were like, you know, a modern day kind of vibe with an 80s twist, which I quite liked. Thought that was a good way to describe the band.
Yeah, man, that sounds exactly right. It feels like that sound's coming back around too, man, which I really dig.
That's awesome. You know, getting suggestions. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. That's fucking cool.
On that scene, they're trying to do similar things and to kind of bring back the old school vibes. And
do you know what we want to do? If I wrap it up, man, basically what we want to do is, like, we are huge fans of the 80s. We miss, in my opinion,
the fun,
the danger, man. It doesn't seem like there's much danger in rock music anymore. We are all about bringing that 80s vibes back, bringing the rock and roll scene back, you know. as cliche as it sounds, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that kind of vibes, the fun vibes, man. Everyone takes it too serious these days, man. We just do what we want to do. We don't take ourselves too serious, you know, and we just want to have fun, man. And we want to bring the real fun vibes of the 80s back. Because in my opinion, it's really missed. And there's too many, oh, man, how do I sound? Without sounding like a dick, man, there's too many just pussy people in the world. And you ain't that people are too scared to say what they're really, what's really on their mind. Hence the song, yeah. No ass, no fucks given, man. That's exactly
what it says on the tin.
We just do what we want to do. We say what we want to say, man. And if people don't like it, then that's no loss to us. We still have a good time doing what we want to do, man. And you can't buy right that. Do you understand what I mean?
There's no
fact. Oh, absolutely. Completely agree with you 100%, man. I'm glad you like that, man. It's a breath of fresh air, to be honest with you. It feels like bands are just cookie cutter nowadays, and you guys are breaking the mold. I love it. Yeah.
You're being told what to do by this record label and this management and stuff. It's like, no, hang on a minute. Do what you're happy doing. Don't do it because you're going to get a fucking record deal out of it or something. For Christ's sake, man.
Stick to what you believe.
100%. Right on, man. So you guys have any plans to come stateside? You guys going to try and tour over here? You guys staying local?
That's the big goal. That's what we want. We want to come over there, you know. We've got some pretty awesome gigs lined up next year over here in the UK.
If we
can get over there, then...
The States, for me, I truly believe, I mean, I'm not sure what the music scene like there is at the moment, but I truly believe, if we were in the States and not in the UK, maybe we would have...
The ultimate goal, we want to tour America. That's the prize, the main prize for us what we want, you know, what we will go tour anywhere, you know.
America, Europe, anywhere that will have us, really. It's harder to get across the pond, obviously. It's easier for us to do Europe, which is getting harder because of like Brexit and political shit. But I mean, like, America,
yeah, I understand that.
It could get over and it could be feasible for us to do. We'd do it tomorrow. So if there's anyone out there who can make that
happen. Can I ask you a question, bro?
Sure, man. Anything you want.
What is that, our kind of scene, what we represent? What is that like in the States at the moment? Is that like booming or is it kind of dead or what? Because we have no idea, bro.
So to be honest with you, that whole Greta Van Fleet thing, that's what's big here now. So if you think about it in the musical genre timeline, where I think your guys fit is what comes around the circle after like what Greta's doing right now. Yeah, so I feel like you guys are on the cutting edge of what's about to hit here. That makes any sense.
Okay. That's cool.
So it's like a 70s vibe there at the moment. But we love all that as well. Yeah, that's where it all started, you know, Zip and Sabbath and Deep Purple and all that, Rainbow. So maybe we'll come next.
Keep doing what we're doing, then we'll get there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, as good as you guys are, as long as you just keep doing what you're doing, it's gonna hit some ears and they're gonna love it. I can promise you that.
That was a pretty interesting comment. We had an interview with Power Play magazine, and he said something that struck me, man. It sat with me, man, which was pretty strong. And for somebody as important as those guys, what he said was, the dude said, there's loads of bands from the UK that try and capture the American sound, but they never quite capture it.
Yeah.
And he said, which what was really cool is, he said, you guys seem to have captured that American sound real well, man, and that's really cool, man, because as much as our roots are from, you know, from the Birmingham scene and where it all kind of began, you know, we still want that kind of American sound as well, man. So that is pretty cool. I think it sits really well. It kind of describes us perfectly, like, you know, we've got that kind of no fox punk attitude, but with that American
the melodic, yeah, it's like still be like pretty melodic stuff as well.
Okay,
so it's one big mixture, really, of everything. We've got the punk attitude, we've got the metal, the softer side of the 80s, with the thrashier side. It's all in there with some modern stuff,
it's all influences of the bands, you know.
Yeah,
I think most. Bar a couple of English bands, really, I think most of our influences are probably American bands, isn't they? Like,
all of it, really. I mean, it all starts from the late 60s, early 70s, all the way through the 80s, where, in my opinion, 80s, early 90s metal was probably the strongest point, commercially at least.
Yeah.
And then we've got modern influences, and I said it's warm.
But then even in the heart of the 80s, you know, when it was all booming, you know, you had an awful lot from, you know, over here that was fucking killing it, you know, like some incredible bands, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of joined in and followed suit, which just made it 10 times better, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's right. I agree with that, man. What were you saying earlier about Skid Row? You know, I can definitely hear that sound in there with you guys. It's awesome.
We've had quite a few interviews lately, and most of the guys have said that they always compare. I mean, to me, it's crazy, but a lot of them keep comparing my vocals to Sebastian Bach, man.
You've had a few, haven't you?
Which is quite crazy, man, because, you know, that dude's voice, man. Like, for me, that's, if there's anybody you want to sound like in rock, it's got to be Sebastian Bach, because his voice is incredible.
They've even had a Dan Reed, you know, reference as well, so.
Yeah. Hey, when you think of singers, whenever you think of singers from certain eras, it seems like whenever me and my friends talk, people that come up, Sebastian Bach and then Miles Kennedy, guys that have, like, no ceiling to what they can do is just...
Yeah, Miles Kennedy for me is as well. Like, he's so incredible. He's like, he's such. I'm not going to say he's an influence on me because it's a little bit of a different. I think I'm more of a raw, aggressive singer, but I absolutely respect and love Miles Kennedy. So
in terms of perfection,
his voice is so incredible. His range
right
is so incredible, man. So yeah, man. Miles Kennedy, man.
Anyone like that, really?
Axel,
I love that guy. Rob
Halford,
all these guys,
but
just especially
the
peak, you know.
For me, the most important thing is doing it live, man. You know, you can sound great on records, man, but if you can't deliver it live, then it's kind of
disappointing.
Do you understand what I mean? And people like Miles Kennedy,
you ain't going to be disappointed at an old bridge gig.
He's one of the greatest ever seen. He's so brilliant. He really is, man.
Awesome, man. So I have one more thing I wanted to ask before I dive into what I call my random, just off the wall questions.
But
tell me about this album. How long did it take to come together? What's your guys' writing process like?
So the process was basically, we started as a covers band. We still do the covers now as well, but we started mainly strictly as a covers band. And then we realized that we had something special, and every time we played, the fans would turn around and they would go, "You guys need to do your own shit because you've got something special." And we kind of always knew that. We were talking about it for a while. And then one day we just bit the bullet and we just said, "You know what, man? Like, we're all really good at what we do. The vibe, the live vibe we've got is unbelievable, which you can't buy. You can't fake a live vibe, you know what I mean?"
Yeah.
So we just went for it, man. And we had stuff written for years and years, but the problem we had a revolving door of drummers, man.
And then we found Jack and COVID.
And when we found Jack, we realized, you know what, we really want to do this. We didn't want to release something without a solid band lineup. Do you understand what I mean?
Completely agree.
As a brand, and as your fans want to connect to people, like a solid band that they want to be a part of. And if you've got a revolving door of drummers keep coming out, they're not going to be able to connect with that. Does that make any sense for you? So when we got Jack, we realized, okay, we 100% want to do it. We was about to release the album and then COVID hit. So then we had to wait fucking 2.5 years because I was just like, at the end of the day, the album's ready to go. And then I was just like, I'm not releasing it. But we spoke about it, but I was pretty stern on going, nah, I don't want to release an album through COVID. Because to me, in rock and roll, the best way to promote your music is go out, fucking play that shit live. You know, you can't, if people are going to like you, they're going to like your live performance. That's the best way of promotion, in my opinion. Do you know what I mean?
And it's difficult.
And because we couldn't go out and play live, we was just like, okay, we're not going to release it. We'll wait till it's all blown over, and then we'll release it when we can go out and fucking do what we do best, which is go out and play live. Do you understand? Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
And that's, so, you know, you could put 3, 4, 5 years on it, but you've always got to take 2.5 years off the timeline because of COVID.
We went from playing 100 gigs a year to like six in COVID.
Wow.
So it's like it was a big.
Well, wow. My first year in the band, when I joined in 2020, we only played two gigs for the whole year.
Yeah, when Jack joined, we were ready to go. We played two gigs, and then COVID hit, and everything shut down.
Yeah.
So after two gigs, you know, we were ready to go.
21 things started coming back round just a bit, but we couldn't really hit the nail on the head properly. But this year, you know, it's where, I mean, you can see where things, I mean, this year's been the one for Tiger, really. I mean, you know, the album's come out, you know, the gigs have been there, we've been busy, we've been promoting, you know, we've got a fresh brand new website, you know, a fuck ton of new merch, and you know, yes. The ball's really rolling well this year for us, which is really kick ass. And you know, the fact that we're getting some awesome reviews and people are really digging the album, it's a sign that I think we're doing it right. So
yeah, it couldn't happen to a better bunch of dudes, man. I enjoy your band and you guys are awesome people, so
thank you, man.
So let me throw some random questions at you, if that's cool.
Okay, bro, let's go, man. I'm looking forward to this, bro.
All right, so each one of you, this will kind of be directed at each one of you, so just answer individually. Best band you've seen live?
I don't think I can answer that. I've seen so many. I was really impressed with it shocked me. I'm going to go with who shocked me.
Slaughter.
I've seen Slaughter.
Wow.
Yeah, I've managed to catch him and then never come over here. Name was awesome.
I'm gonna go. It's either Metallica or Megadeth for me.
Nice.
I saw Metallica at Wembley Stadium, man. 100,000 people, bro. So yeah, I mean, just can't really top that, man. And as much as people might fucking kick Metallica up, you know, you can't deny how good they are live, man. Do you know what I mean?
They're legends. They're legends, man.
What about you? Quick. For me, I'm probably going to go Slipknot. It's Sonosphere 2011.
Yes. They were just here not too long ago, man. They're awesome.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. We love loads of shit, bro.
I mean, I've seen them many times, but that one.
Next one?
Okay, so the next one is movies based around music or bands. Think like School of Rock or any kind of movie like that. You guys
Detroit
have a favorite
Rock
one.
City.
So... Detroit Rock City.
That's for me. There's my answer.
Great choice, man.
Everyone loves School of Rock, man. Fun fact for you is because you brought up School of Rock with Jack Black, I went to see Tenacious D live and he got me up on stage, man.
Nice.
He made me do this massive power screen, man, and it blew him away. It was so amazing.
It's on YouTube. Check it
out.
It's
on YouTube, actually, yeah. If you type in Tenacious D and then NIP, N-I-P, which is me, you'll see the video of me on stage, man. But if you want to talk films, man, I'm going to take you in a different direction. I love 8 Mile. I love the film 8 Mile, man.
Wow. Awesome. I haven't heard that one yet. Good choice, man.
Yeah, it's so inspirational for me, man, because the dude was in the same boat as what we are, man. He came from nothing and he achieved his... Like, I love that kind of... Like, 8 Mile for me, it was a life changer. It was for me, you know.
Yeah. Rockstar's always a good one.
We just reviewed that not too long ago.
Yeah. We actually cover a couple of songs from that film, Rockstar. We do We All Die Young.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we do that live, man. And you know what, man? Hardly anybody ever knows the song, and everybody fucking loves it by the end of the night.
A few people who said it are like, is that yours? It's like, no, it's from a movie. And the thing is with that movie as well, it's really strangely like realistic. It feels like it should be real, that film.
Yeah,
we love Steel Dragon, we love Rockstar. So, yeah, good shout, man. That's a good shout.
Yeah, that's a good call, man. Good call. All right, next one. What the hell is up with y'all's breakfast? And do you prefer breakfast or dinner over there?
Breakfast.
Dude, man, we it's not, it's not. I don't think it's as big as it over here. People just eat. Do you know what people have for breakfast over here, bro?
I've heard some stories.
Monster drinks, man. Monster.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I start my morning Monster energy drink every day. Yeah. I won't lie on that one.
If it's by choice, we'd all have like a big fry up and
rear. Oh, God, right. Yeah. Full English breakfast.
In other words,
sausage, bacon, eggs, you know. I mean, we have loads of different
things. I don't eat breakfast, man. I'll skip breakfast, I do.
There's a place by me, which actually next door to where I live, you actually can have a whole full English breakfast in an entire loaf of bread. Work that out.
Wow.
I'm serious, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, England's weird, man. England's weird with food, man. I know Americans have got...
They're getting a bit like America, aren't they? With all the
food. We're many years behind, but we strangely, I think, are trying to, you know, become America in terms of food. I mean, like, the bigger, the better, and the food challenges.
I'm down for that, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that, yeah.
Yeah, cool, man. The other one I had for you is, if you could pick any band that you want to go on tour with, who would it be?
At the moment, do you mean right now who's relevant or
of all time? Of all time, man. Time.
Yo, fucking hell, bro. Man.
Any of them?
Let me just say this, man. We like to party, man. We really, really do.
So Steel Panther's the answer.
Well, we love Steel Panther. Mocha Star is actually one of my biggest influences vocally. I think he's nice. The best rock singer fit for years.
For me, it'd be Guns N' Roses, but it'd have to be the 1988 version.
Yeah.
It'd have to be
right on, man.
Whitesnake, Motley Crue, fucking GNR, fucking, you know, anyone from the 80s, man, who wants to go and party.
Ozzy. Ozzy,
yes.
Fuck yeah, man. Like,
I reckon Ozzy would be great. I mean, if you ever down on the tour, you just go and see him for 5 minutes.
What about Wasp, man, as well, man.
Yeah. Touring with Motley Crue, but like the dirt days.
For sure.
Fuck yeah. Imagine that.
The career might be short-lived, but yeah. It'd be worth it, bro.
I don't think I'd get past the sniffing hands. So
gotcha. Hey, so other than rocking faces, do you guys have any hobbies?
Sorry, can you repeat that, bro? We lost you for a minute then.
Yeah. So other than rocking faces, do you guys have any other hobbies that you guys personally dig into?
Man, you know what? Like, not serious hobbies where it'd be serious enough for me to put the guitar down or anything like that. Like, there's nothing too serious. My life constructs of
that's all you do, really, isn't it?
Music, man. It always has, and it always will, man. Even if I didn't go all the way with Tiger, man, which I think we're gonna. It's just a matter of time. There's nothing that's gonna distract me enough to take my attention off and put it somewhere else, bro. Like, you know, there's nothing, I'm not that passionate about anything else. Music's all I know. It's all I know. It's all I've ever known. It's all I've ever been really. I'm good at other stuff, but I'm not at that level like I am with music. Do you know what I mean? I'm blessed with music, man, and I'm blessed with a rare talent, man, in my opinion. And there's nothing else that's going to distract me enough to go, I'm going to put the guitar down. It's like, if we don't make it with Tiger, I'll always play guitar. If it's a tribute band or a covers band, I'll always sing and I'll always play music. There's nothing really else I'm interested in, bro, to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
It's like weekends, you know, some of them, like Chris is out pretty much every weekend. I mean, I'll be out, Steve will be out, but 9 times out of 10, you'll guarantee he'll be at home on his guitar. You can't get the thing out of his hands. So,
okay, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, yeah, this is a...
If that's the case, if we don't make it as a musician, I'll just be a full-time record, man.
Awesome, man. Well, it was an absolute blast hanging out with you guys. Tell me about the name of the band, how you picked it, and the album art. Why'd you guys go with the muscle car?
You want to get down there?
Muscle to the truth. Really?
Yeah. Basically. Really, bro? Really? What was that about? Do you remember the program from the 90s, Power Rangers?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Talking about that, there was one called White Tiger, and he was on the way to rehearsal, and he was hanging out his car going, it'd be a good name for the band. And then it was like, well, yeah, and we changed the I to a Y.
Get the Megazords come out, White Tiger, yeah. Tommy, and that was it, you know?
It was just basically, perfect. We were just talking about Power Rangers, man, and the White Ranger was called White Tiger, man.
Because when we were kids, it was big.
He was a legend.
And like exactly what he said, I was hanging out my car. He was in the car in front of me, and I hung out my car, and I was going, dude, White Tiger would be a sick name for a band, man. And he went, yeah. And that was it, man. It's a really cool name. And we do know there's a band called White Tiger from the 80s. We already knew that.
I know most rare 80s bands now. I've never actually heard of it, but someone sent to me. But luckily, we'd all changed it from an I to a Y, so we covered.
Yeah.
They ain't going to be suing us anytime soon.
Yeah, right on, man. Cool. Well, yeah, guys, you guys were awesome to hang out with. The song I want to play from you guys is called Permanent Vacation. If you could tell me about the song.
Yeah, that'd be man. Perfect, like, man. If you guys want to, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we sing about what we, if you listen to the lyrics on most of the album, man, we sing about what we like doing. We like to party, man. People go, oh, it's all bullshit, it's all an act. It's not an act, man. We just like to have a good time.
There's no faking.
It's the truth.
So the song's literally about us doing what we do on the weekend. You know, as brutal as it might sound, if you actually want to go back and listen to the lyrics, you can make out what you want to make out about it, man. But it's all true. We have a great time, and it makes for great songs at the end of the day.
Right on. And that's what matters, right? That's what matters.
A happy musician's a good fucking musician, bro. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's got,
if you don't enjoy what you do, there's no point, really.
So, yeah, man. You guys, if you want to listen to the lyrics, you'll know exactly what we're about, man. And then you can decide if you want to, you know, party with us or not.
The album's basically a tale about what we do as a band and what we love doing. And it's basically, you know, just of what we want to achieve. So that it's if anything, it's a story, you know, so...
It is actually.
Okay. Head over to our website, whitetiger.net, and go buy it.
We've got plenty of merch as well. Can we just shout that out?
Yeah. Go on the website, whitetiger.net. Loads of merch.
Look these guys on Spotify, awesome. Amazon, everything, man. Look these guys up. They're phenomenal.
Amazon. If you guys want to fucking head over to YouTube, subscribe to our channel, Instagram, Facebook, all that shit, man. We've all got our own accounts. We've got merchandise on our website, which is whitetiger.net. We've got t-shirts, we've got loads of shit, man. You know, if you guys want to help support the band, man. And the more you support us, man, then the quicker we can get out to America.
The starting point's whitetiger.net. Go on there, and then we got all our socials on there, all the merch. So you can buy the album on there, listen to the music, it's all there. So that's where you need to head if you want to start following Tiger.
Awesome, man. So this was a blast, dude. I enjoyed you guys. So much fun. Damn it.
the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.